Thank you for joining us. We had one early this morning, and it was extremely quick because I wanted everybody to have enough time to get to school if they had to get to school. And I'm going to try to talk about things that I spoke about this morning. We'll start out with something that we'll start out with some items that families who are not on, they'll hear about at a later time again. So, all our teachers have signed up for professional development, and it's professional development for de-escalation. You know, we have like deep concerns about our students. It's been a while since we've seen them, and we just felt that a lot, all our teachers need training or review of training on how to de-escalate situations. That will happen sometime in December, and it's a 2-hour training. We will give everybody a heads up before the training date, and we will ensure that we post enough independent work so that your child will be pretty occupied. Uh-oh, can you hear me?
We can, but something's
It
going
says
on.
my internet connection's unstable.
Yeah, it is pretty unstable.
Okay, let me. All right, Huiling, I'll let you translate that, and I'm going to try to go on to my extension, okay?
Okay,
Oops.
So,校长说呢，他想欢迎，欢迎，谢谢所有的家长抽空机来开那个这个会议。今天早上呢，我们也开了一个会议。那早上的会议是比较短一点，是因为比较快一点，是因为呢，小朋友我们有8点半有小朋友回来上学。然后呢，校长说呢，他也会讲有关于今天早上家长们呢提出的问题，也会跟你们讲的。还有呢，他想。 特别的告诉家长们呢，就是12月呢，其中有一天呢，我们所有的老师呢都会去就是学习怎么样去在帮助在学校里面呢，如果有发生突发事件的话，要怎么样去帮助那些学生呢？怎么样去安抚他们的情绪？
Okay, cool. My son had to open up his door, so hopefully this will work better. Okay, I just want to share with you once again. If you have questions, please post it in the chat and I will get to all questions at the end of the meeting. I forgot to give you fair warning that I am home right now. So I have 2 dogs, 1 cat, and currently 3 of my 4 kids living at home. So if you hear a lot of noise, it's the dogs barking or I'm yelling at them. So just be prepared.
OK，校长说呢，他想让你们知道说呢，他呢现在是在家里，所以呢在家里的情况呢就是可能有一点吵，因为他有2只狗跟1只猫，而且呢他的4个孩子呢，其中有2个孩子都在家，所以呢如果你听到任何的杂音的话呢，有可能是他的狗在叫，或者是他在说他的小朋友。
Okay, so the second thing that I want the families to know, if you want to, if your child's on 100% remote, you can come by the school to pick up lunch between the hours of 9 to 12 on Ludlow Street. Nobody will be turned away. If you don't live near PS 42 and you live near another school, you can go to that school to pick up lunch also. So for the remote families, 9 to 12 is when all the schools will be providing meals for the families whose child's on remote learning.
OK，校长想跟所有的家长讲说呢，如果你选择你的小朋友是100%的远程学习的话呢，每一天呢9点到12点呢，我们学校呢都有提供免费的午餐呢给你们的小朋友吃，所以呢，你可以呢9点到12点这个期间呢过来学校，在老楼间那里呢去拿一个免费的午餐，或者是呢，如果你住的不靠近我们42小学，但是你住的地方。周围呢有一个小学，你都可以去那个小学去拿免费的午餐的。
Okay, for my families coming in for the blended, you must complete the health screening survey every day for each child. So you can do it on your phone. Ms. Lipsky has the link up on School Connects where you can answer the questions, or you can do the paper version. We will make sure we give extra surveys and backpack it home with your child so you could get it done at home. And when they come in, if you do not want to come into the yard and your child can come in independently, make sure they have that piece of paper. If they show us that piece of paper, they can come in. If you did not get a thermometer to do the temperature check at home, let us know right away. We have extras. If yours is broken or not working for a reason, let us know. We will replace it. So once again, if your child must have the survey filled out every day, you can do on your phone or you could do the paper version. For families with multiple siblings coming in, you can walk your youngest one with the survey done or completed on your phone, and you can give the older child the paper version. We have adults by each entrance to collect the paper version. If your child doesn't have it, we have to hold them and call you to come back. And that is just the guidelines that we have to follow. Now, if you notice, when your child comes in, we have someone by the kitchen asking them if they want breakfast, and they're handed a fresh fruit or vegetable. We have the fresh fruit and vegetable program. And your child will get a daily snack every day, and they'll have time to eat it in school. It could be earlier in the day if they have a late lunch, or it could be later in the day if your child has an early lunch. They do not have to take the breakfast. That's only if they haven't had breakfast at home, they can grab the breakfast. But we will make them take the fresh fruit and vegetable to bring to the classroom. We have that on standby just in case they don't like what's being served for lunch.
Okay. Can I?
Sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, Huiling. Totally forgot about you again.
Okay. 那如果你是混合学习的小朋友，就是说你有回来上学，你上学的时候呢，你必须要填教育局，每一天都要填教育局给你的那个那个调查表。你可以去用你的手机上网填，然后你必须要把那个电话呢给我们的工作人看。因为它有勾勾的话，我们就可以让你进去。可是我们也有那些纸印出来让你填的。如果呢，我们也会呢把那些纸呢是每一个星期呢都会发送回去给你们，让你们可以在家里呢去填好表格呢，让小朋友带上学的。如果你呢有两个孩子上学呢，你可以把那张纸给大的，叫大的自己走进来，然后小的你可以用电话填。填完了以后呢，你交给我们的工作人员看呢，他们就会让他们进去的。如果你们没有那个体温量体温的体温表，你必须要让我们知道，或者是你的那个坏掉了，我们有多，我们可以帮你我们可以给你一个新的。 OK， 还有呢，就是如果你的小朋友呢走进来的时候呢，我们会有一些工作人员是厨房的工作人员呢，他们会问他们要不要吃早餐。而且呢，我们现在已经开始了新鲜蔬果跟蔬菜的 program， 然后呢，就每一天进来的时候，他们不需要拿早餐。如果他们有吃早餐的话呢，他们不需要拿早餐，可是那个新鲜蔬果跟那个水果跟蔬菜他们必须要拿。然后如果他们的午餐是比较晚一点呢，他们会早一点吃那个新鲜蔬果跟蔬菜的小吃。如果他们是早吃午餐的话呢，他们就会晚一点吃，可是呢他们必须进来的时候就要拿一个新鲜的蔬菜或者是水果的。
OK, for the students, for the students in blended learning, K and pre-K will have the regular school day schedule from 8:30 to 2 o'clock. We had it staggered so that your child can become we staggered it so that your child will be able to come in independently after the first week or first 2 weeks. And I think we're at the point where they're very confident and they feel safe. So everybody's school day is from 8:30 to 2 o'clock.
Okay. 如果你是回来上学做混合学习的呢，学前班跟幼稚园的小朋友呢，现在已经没有错开的时间表了。每一个小朋友呢，都是早上8:30到下午2点钟放学。我们之前做错开的时间表呢，是因为呢，他们学前班跟幼稚园的小朋友呢，他们比较少，我们需要就是说让他觉得上学很安全啊，让他们可以自个就是
sorry
自动的去那个自己走上去他们的教室里面的。
Okay, this will be starting next week.
Okay, 下个星期二开始。
Okay, once again, this is for my blended families. Once you pick your child up from wherever spot it is, we will ask you to leave the vicinity only because we still have to maintain social distancing at dismissal. The yard, what we will do is ask you to leave immediately because we have every single door open. We have to arm every single door again once the school day ends. And that's quite a chore because if you take a look, we have a ton of exits. And we also have to start cleaning the school. They are doing a really good job disinfecting from top to bottom. But for them to do that, they have to ensure that we're out of the building also. So once again, it's not that I don't want you to develop relationships, but you know, for the safety of everybody and for the disinfecting purposes, we'll ask you to leave the yard right away.
Okay, 在放学的期间呢，不管你是在哪里接放学的，我们希望你把小朋友接到的时候就马上离开，因为呢，我们必须要按照社交距离。不是说校长不让你们跟其他的家长沟通啊，或者是做交流啊，而是我们呢有很多的出口，那每一个出口呢，我们都必须要再重新锁上，然后把那个警铃给再开起来。然后呢，如果我们走得快的话呢，那些我们的那个清理的工作人员呢，他们可以马上开始清理学校，清理跟消毒学校。所以呢，我们希望你呢可以。就是帮助我们呢，就是你接到小孩子呢，就马上离开。
Okay, there will be changes in schedules. For the blended families, the specialty areas will be changing. I know pre-K had physical education for 2 weeks. Art had a grade for two grades for 2 weeks. The reason why we did 2 week cycles is so that we can.Avoid introducing so many people into the different classrooms, and it's for the safety of the children, and the teachers. If we followed a regular specialty area schedule, they would be visiting all the classrooms, and we didn't want that to happen. So there'll be switches in your child's specialty area. For the remote learners, we cannot have live teaching for the specialty areas. They are doing teaching in the school building, so it's impossible for them to do a Zoom session with the remote families, but they will be posting videos that will follow or be as close as possible to what they were working on with the students in the building. Huiling.
Okay.然后呢，我们校长呢想跟你们讲说呢，在我们现在在那个特别的课程的那个时间表里面呢，会有所改变。好像 Pre-K 呢，他们本来是有体育课的，然后呢，基于他们已经留两个星期的体育课，然后呢，下个星期呢，他们就会改有其他的课程。然后原因呢，是因为我们想保证所有小朋友的安全，跟保证所有老师的安全，所以呢，我们不可以按照以前那个样子的时间表呢，去编排一些特别的教室给他。然后呢，就是如果你是选择100%的远程学习学生呢，我们是那些特别课程的老师呢，他们是不会有视频会议的给你们的小朋友，因为呢，他们呢在学校呢正在教书，他在正在教上学的那些小朋友，可是呢，他们会放一些影片上网，让你的小朋友呢可以跟着去做，而且呢，那些影片呢是跟在学校里面教的那些课程是一模一样的。
Okay, the next thing I will be sharing with you will be about homework. I'll be very sad for the children. Honeymoon period is over. We'll be starting the homework cycle. Yeah, your child will be getting homework. for remote and for blended, please don't worry. I know that's really hard, especially with the technology. If your child completes an assignment, is not uploading, Cami's not working, take a picture and send it to School Connects. At this point, we have 98% of our families on. The teachers check School Connects, and that's considered completed homework. So don't stress it. If for some reason your child has difficulty completing the homework because of technical issues, just let us know. And, you know, we will account for that. But the expectation is that they will complete their homework.
Okay. 我现在校长讲的呢是有关于功课，然后现在呢我们会即将呢会给小朋友呢功课，不管你是100%的远程学习还是混合学习呢，你都会有功课。 如果你在小朋友做功课的时候呢，我们也理解说有时候他们的iPad啊或者是电脑呢出了一点点问题，让你不可以提交那些功课的话，没有关系，你只要照一张相，然后呢把那个相呢放去我们学校的APP School Connects 里面呢，然后发送给老师的话呢，那个也代表说你的小朋友已经做了功课了，因为我们有98%。 的家长呢，已经有我们学校的APP， 所以你可以通过那一个管道呢去交提交功课的。然后呢，如果你的小孩子呢不会做功课，或者是做功课有问题的话呢，请让我们知道，我们可以进一步的帮助他。Sorry,
I had to tell my kids to feed the dog. Okay, so our other specialty programs. We will be starting, we'll be starting soon because we're trying to figure out the scheduling. Third, fourth, and fifth grade, we are continuing with our violin program. Third Street Music School very kindly proposed to the board and to their private donors a proposition where they will purchase violins for each third, fourth, and fifth grade student. These will be loaner violins, which will be returned to Third Street Music School to become part of their loaning library. The sessions will be via Zoom, I think, or recorded. We haven't worked that out. We're trying to schedule it because we don't want it to impact that much of the instructional time because the day is shortened. But we'll be working on that for the third, fourth, and fifth graders. Ms. Lipsky posted a video. If you're a third, fourth grade fam, third, fourth, and fifth grade family, please watch the video. We need you to measure your child as soon as possible. The minute we get the measurements, we're sending it to Third Street Music School and they're going to order the violins. It's a 2-week wait period. We're very, very excited. So whether your child's remote or blended, they will continue with the violin lessons. Very happy about that because my fifth graders now will be on their third year of violin lessons. Second graders, Ms. Rana is starting ukulele lessons. It's not easy, but we will make a go of it. Each second grader should have a ukulele, whether they're blended or in school. If you're blended and you didn't get yours yet, please call us. We will make sure you get one. If you're not here, we'll ship it to you. Everybody that's blended in second grade, their ukulele is in the school building by their desk. Lower grades, pre-K, K, and one. We are working with Chen Dance again. We're trying to figure out the scheduling and the payment. All this is new. They will be getting dance lessons with a very accomplished dance teacher from Chen Dance. They are trying to figure things out. As many of you know, their building burnt down on Mulberry Street and they're looking for a new place to house their dance classes until the building is rebuilt. But they will be providing dance lessons for pre-K, K, and one. We're still working on scheduling all that. So it looks to be a very interesting year because this is sort of new territory for all of us. Third Street Music School, Chen Dance, teaching instruments via Zoom, virtual. For my in-house students, they will continue with soccer with New York City Football Club. I apologize, this can't be for the blended. It won't be contact sports, so do not worry. It will be skills and drills. So those are some of the programs that we are actually working on. Another possible one is chess.
May, you need to stop.
Oh, I forgot about you. Sorry, Huiling.
I'm like, May, you need to stop.
Oh, I'm just on a roll right now.
Okay. Okay, 那校长说呢，他很开心呢，我们三四五年级的小朋友呢，即将又会参加三阶的那个音乐学校呢，然后三阶的音乐学校呢，他们呢，已经写了一个。就是写了一个赠款呢，让他们可以呢继续问他们的那些就是捐款人的那些问他们呢拿一些经费呢去买那些小提琴给小朋友的。然后呢还有呢就是他们呢已经在那个 Miss Lipsky 呢已经在那个网上呢放了一个影片让你们去看。因为呢，我们希望你呢去量你小朋友的手寸，这样子我们才知道哪你的小朋友适合多长的小提琴。所以呢，你必须要马上三四五年级的小朋友的家长呢，必须要马上去看那个影片。看完影片呢，以后呢去帮你的小朋友量了他们的尺寸以后呢，然后马上的呢就把那些就是把那个尺寸呢。你要写给那个老师，老师就会给我们，我们就会把这些资料呢发给三阶的那个音乐学校，然后他们就可以帮你购买，就是帮去购买这一些小提琴。然后因为这些小提琴需要大概两个星期才可以到，所以呢，你们必须要尽快去量他们的尺寸。而且呢，这些全小提琴呢都是借给你们的小提琴，是借用的小提琴，所以你这些小提琴呢是。课程完结以后呢，你是必须要把小提琴还给三阶音乐学校的。OK， 还有呢，就是二年级呢，我们将会开，我们已经开始了。二年级的学生呢 ，Miss Rana 呢，她有在教小朋友呢，就是夏威夷的四弦琴呢、啊。然后呢，就是也不容易了，因为呢，她呢，就是有很，就是每一个小朋友呢，都有他们自己的四弦琴。然后呢，你特别是你在那个做百分之百的远程学习的时候，你会有一个，然后在学校学的呢，那个四琴弦呢就会在小朋友的桌子旁边，所以你不需要担心，每一个小朋友都有一架。如果你是远程学习的家长，你没有的话，你又是二年级的话，你没有的话，你必须要通知我们。然后呢？学前班 kindergarten 跟一年级呢，我们还是会有晨舞蹈。然后呢，晨舞蹈呢，他们呢会即将会有一些课程呢是给小朋友可以参加的。我们现在呢所有不同的那个就是特别的那些 program 呢，我们现在都是在看看怎么样在时间表里面呢可以把所有的就是把所有的小朋友呢的时间表都安排好，因为我们不想拿太多他们上学的时间，所以我们现在安排那个。还有呢就是就是我们在你如果有来上学的话呢，我们今年呢会有就是还是会继续的那个足球，有一个足球的教练呢，他们会是进来我们学校呢，是教小朋友呢是踢足球，可是呢小朋友只会学习一些基本的基础，而不会有任何的碰撞，所以你不需要担心的。
Okay, sorry, Huiling. I was so proud of myself because I was on a roll and I was getting.
I know.
Okay, so my next.Item I'm talking about is the different online programs. This year we invested in iReady, BrainPop, Imagine, Myon News. Those are several programs that we purchase for when your child, sorry, those are programs that we purchase for when your child is on remote, which is the 100% remote, and even for the blended.We're looking for ways to occupy them that's educational, that they can work on independently. So the first program I'm going to talk about is iReady. There was a lot of confusion. We got a lot of messages from families sharing that their child is stuck. They couldn't answer. The program's hard. What your child is completing right now is the diagnostic. it is supposed to get harder and harder to the point where they can't answer it, then the program takes a look at the information and they will construct a program that's that'll meet your child's need that they can do independently with some challenges. So please, if they're stuck, let them get stuck. That's it's a good measure for us to see where your child needs support in. And it's how the program can actually differentiate the instruction that's provided to your child. Huiling, I'm gonna let you do that one.
Okay, thank you. Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，他现在想讲的呢，就是我们的那个网上在线的课程，网上的课程，然后这些课程呢，对不对？我们已经购买了四个网上的课程，那四个是哪四个呢？就是 iReady 啦、Bring Pop 啦、Imagine 跟 My On。然后这些我们购买这些的原因，是因为我们想让远程学习跟那个回来上学的学生呢，有更多的时间可以参与一些网上的那些学习。然后呢，就是我们现在在讲的就是 iReady 呢，他们呢一个小朋友呢，我们有听很多家长说呢，他们说这些这个就是网上的课程太难了，给他的小朋友，他小朋友很多都不会做。然后校长说呢，他想让你们理解，就是说 iReady 他们所考那个呢是一个考试，是一个就是刚刚开始呢，他们要知道他们的程度在哪里，是一个程度的考试。所以每当他们答对答案的时候呢，下一题的那个问题呢会比前一个的问题更难一点点，直到难到他们完全回答不了以后呢，他们电脑呢就会自自然然的知道他们的程度在哪里。所以呢他不是就是校长想让你们知道说那个是测验，所以呢希望家长不要帮他们做，因为那个测验呢可以真真实实的找到他们的程度到底在哪里，而且呢会编排一些课程呢是适合他们的程度读的。
Okay, the other program that your child will be looking at is My On News. That is a program that we used last year, and it's current events. They update the news every day, and it's extremely child-friendly. It's great because even if your child is not on the reading level, there's the auditory part where they can listen to the article. We will continue with that. We also have Imagine for my language learners, and Brain Pop, which I think everybody has access to. It's more for fun. It's like a quiz game. The teachers will, some of the children are familiar, they can go on it independently, but the teachers will also be introducing it and showing the children how to log on independently. Sorry, that's outside my window. Okay, Huiling?
Okay.OK, 校长刚刚说的呢就是 其他的那一个网上学那个课程，然后呢其中一个就是 My On News。 My On News 呢我们去年也有用，其实就是有讲关于新闻啊，就是最近在这个世界发生什么事情，然后呢他每天都会有更新，就好像我们读的报纸一样的。然后呢他说呢这个My On News 呢他里面呢是报道的那些资料呢是很适合，非常适合小朋友去读的，而且就算他们不会读也没有关系，因为他们有一个就是可以让他就是让电脑读那一个新闻给小朋友听的。还有另外一个就是 Imagine 呢是给我们的就是双语的跟学习英文的学生学的。还有 Brain Pop 呢其实是一个好像游戏一样的那个就是线上的那个课程，可以让小朋友呢很喜欢去玩，他们也有呢接触过的，老师也是会再教他们怎么样去上线去做这一些那个线上课程的。
Okay, we are in the process of purchasing more technology for the building. We're moving it down to each floor. Your child will be using technology in school. We asked the third and fourth and fifth grade students to bring the iPads in. The lower grades, we will be providing the technology. The goal is to teach them how to log on independently so they don't need your support. We'll be working on that. So don't be surprised if your child comes home and tells you that they've been on the iPad. The goal is independence. For my families on remote, the goal is for independence also. I have a wonderful team of teachers. If you need help, school connects them. They are more than willing to go on one-on-one. We have a lot of tutorials. And in many cases, they will Zoom you and FaceTime you and walk you through your issues step by step. But more importantly, we need your child by you so that they know how to troubleshoot. Huiling?
Okay. 然后校长说呢，我们现在呢，学校里也即将会购买很多，好像是小朋友需要用那个上网用的那些仪器，好像电脑跟iPad一样的，然后呢，让他们在学校学。然后呢，我们已经要求三年级、四年级、五年级的学生呢，把他们就是教育局的iPad带上学，让我们可以教他怎么样独立的自己可以上网去学习那些课程。 然后呢，我们第一年级的就是学前班呢，幼稚园一年级跟二年级那些小朋友呢，我们也会有，就是那些仪器呢，是给他们用，我们呢的目标是要每一个小朋友，不管他是几岁呢，都可以独立自己去上线上网去做应该要做的课程。然后呢，不管是在远程学习或者是回来读书的小朋友呢，我们的目标是一致的，我们希望每个小朋友都可以独立的用那些仪器、那些材料去上网去上线学习的。然后呢，如果你需要帮助的话呢，你可以发一个信息给老师，通过我们学校的 APP School Connect， 然后呢，老师会联系你。如果你还是不会的话呢，我们会安排老师呢。 会有开会议呢，去教你一步一步的怎么样去，就是要做你应该要做的事情，一步一步的教你。可是呢，在教你的其中呢，我们希望你把小朋友呢，你的小朋友在你的旁边，这样子他们可以帮助老师呢，一步一步的去知道到底问题在哪里。Okay,
DOE iPads. I know many families you're still waiting for it. We are still waiting for it too. They are coming in, but quite slowly. They have not stopped shipping them out yet. So please be patient. Once we do receive it, I want you to understand that we have a team of teachers here. They have to program each iPad, and that takes hours. When we hand it to you, it is ready for with Google Classroom. You can go on the Zoom. We don't want to hand you an iPad where the programs are not downloaded. So please be patient. I know you're waiting for them. We are waiting for them also. And the minute they come in and we have them programmed, we'll call you in to pick them up.
Okay. 然后呢，校长说呢，有关于教育局的iPad呢，我们知道你在等，我们也在等。然后呢，他们现在呢，把iPad呢，就是很慢的寄来学校。 然后呢，我们必须要你知道，而且要了解呢，就是我们当我们收到这个iPad呢，我们必须要把所有的iPad里面的程式呢都弄好才可以交给你。因为呢，每次给你们的iPad呢，里面呢那个谷歌教室啊跟 Zoom 呢，我们有就是我们的老师都已经帮你安装好，全部都可以打开就可以用了。可是呢，安装这些东西，而且把他们把那个 iPad 全部弄好交给你呢，需要一些时间，所以我们希望。 希望你呢，校长希望你们呢可以就是有耐心一点。当我们收到了，把所有的程序弄好了，而且呢把那个你小朋友的资料全部都输进去以后呢，我们会打电话给你，让你拿的。OK， 所以我们希望你可以就是耐心一点等待。
OK， sorry。 You heard my puppies. Okay, supplies. I know a lot of you have been very kind. You said you're okay with the supplies. Please accept the supplies from the school. For my remote families, we wanted to ensure that your child has everything they need for when the teachers start instruction. For my blended families, you have supplies in the building and we are sending supplies home. Reason being is that I am very afraid that if we have to go remote, your child won't have what they need. And not that I don't believe that any of you can't pick it up, but I definitely have to budget for it this year. If I don't spend it on your child, I wouldn't know what to spend it on. The blended learning has allowed us to purchase these items. I know for a fact that, you know, my children, they're in college, but when they have to buy their supplies for art class, there is a lag time even when you're Amazon Prime. So I really don't want the families running around picking up supplies when we can just give it to you. So please don't worry. If I can afford it, and I've shared this every year, if I can afford it, I'll buy all the supplies so that you don't have to stress. I remember what it's like having four kids in elementary school and waiting for those Target and Staples sale. And it's not like I couldn't afford it, but the fact that I could buy it on sale was really great. But still, I don't want you guys running around. This is the not the time or place to be running around town getting supplies. I know Amazon is convenient, but I can also honestly share with you that my children, college level, they're still waiting for some of their things to show up, and we have Amazon Prime. So please don't worry. Financially, we are in a good place right now. Many of you offered to support us with donations. When and if I need support, I will let you know. We are in a very good place. I don't want you to run and buy Elmer's glue or glue stick when I can give it to you. So, and if you run out, let us know. I have very picky teachers, and when they want a specific journal book, it's got to look a specific way. So I'll just order it. So please, please don't worry. If you can't pick up supplies, we ship it to you. And you don't have to be in New York. I have families that are not in New York. We'll ship it to you. It'll just take a little bit longer. So once again, don't worry. Huiling, your turn. Okay.
校长说呢，如果你是，他现在想讲的是有关于材料，然后呢，有很多的家长呢，他们呢，就是就是说他们不需要任何的材料，可是呢，校长说呢，他们希望你呢，就算你不需要材料呢，最好拿些这些材料，然后呢，那些百分之百远程学习的那些学生呢，他呢知道呢，他已经把那些材料呢都交给学生了，而且呢，他们也知道呢，学生必如果要用那些东西，他们在手上会有的，而且呢，你回来上学的那些呢，我们也有一些材料呢，是给你拿回家在家里用的。我们学校本身就有一套，可是呢，我们还是会发放给你回家用，是因为校长他担心说，我们呢有可能从混合学习变成百分之百的远程学习，而且呢，如果是真的变成百分之百远程学习的时候呢，他怕你们在家里没有材料，然后呢。让你到处跑的去买材料，他不想你们到处走来走去去买材料，所以他如果有多一份的话，他就会发放回去给家 给小朋友用的。而且呢，今年呢，我们的预算呢，我们学校的预算呢，可以让他买这些材料给所有的小朋友，所以呢，你不需要担心说他没有那个预算，也没有经费来买这些材料的。然后呢，就是他说呢，如果我们呢经费方面出了问题的话呢，我们是会跟你家长讲，因为很多家长都想是说去捐给学校一些经费呢，因为校长买了这么多的材料，他们不好意思，所以他想捐一些经费。可是校长说呢，没有关系，你不需要担心的。如果呢经费方面出了问题，他会让你知道的。而且呢，他也想跟你讲，就是说，虽然 Amazon 呢它是很方便，可是呢。很有那个 Amazon 呢，你去预定的一些东西呢，他们现在很多东西呢都是迟送了，因为他们已经没有太多的东西了，他们已经有短缺了。OK， 还有呢，就是如果你呢不可以进来学校拿的话呢，你不在纽约州或者是纽约市里面，不用担心，没有关系，我们会把那些东西呢打包好，然后寄给你。OK， 可能会呢，时间方面会长一点，可是你不需要担心，我们会把这些材料寄给你的。
OK， so once again, please don't worry. If you run out of supplies, give us a school connects, and we'll pack up some more. If you can't come, we ship it to you. If you can't come, let us know, and then we'll just bring it down to you. Do not stress about supplies at all. You know, we have it. PTA elections.I don't know how we're going to do that yet. They have protocol. Right now, we have Denise Kohler and Tracy Wu, my two PTA members. Everybody graduated out. Once we figure out how we're going to do that, we will let the families know. My apologies, but that was the last thing on my mind these past few weeks. Our biggest concern was getting children into school safely and making sure that my remote families and students are online and without glitches. So we will talk about that at a later date.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
有关于家教会的选举呢，对不对？我们现在家教会的会员呢，只有 Denise 跟 Tracy， 因为呢，其他的那些会员呢，他们的小孩子都毕业了，然后因为他们毕业了，所以他不可以在家教会里面呢参与这一个家教会了。然后呢，我们现在呢还没有决定，或者是没有任何的方针呢，应该要怎么样举行这一个家教会的选举。然后呢，因为呢，校长说他。就是他之前担心的呢，而且呢 是小朋友如何可以安全的回来上学啊，那些百分之百远程学习的学生怎么可以呢全部都上线学习。所以呢现在我们现在有一点点空呢，校长说给他一点时间，他会就是有一个方案呢去举行这一个家教会的选举。
OK. My remote families and my blended families, I know there's a big concern, and the question came up this morning. And it was such a good question, I want to share it with you. So families were concerned about the pacing of remote and blended. Like, will the children be on different levels? How will it affect the long-term effects of the children being on remote and the children being on blended? We are always on different levels. Our school is heterogeneously, I keep mangling that word, grouped. We have multiple levels in one class. That is the reason why we do a lot of small group work. The pacing will definitely be different, but please rest assured that the concepts are the same. The teachers plan as a grade my dog's going for food. Kaiser! The teachers plan every day from 8 to 8:30 to review the concepts being taught. And they really do plan. My grades and my teachers are extremely collaborative. When we all return, we will all be on different levels. But I'll be honest, when we're in the building, we're all on different levels. We will do our best. We always try to do our best to differentiate. So, you know, please don't worry. The long-term effects, well, the children who are home remote might be a little bit worried coming back into the building. That is why we are going for de-escalation training. We have guidance counselors in the building. We have an art therapist in the building. We will all be okay. So I don't believe that the long-term effects are serious. Children are very resilient. I think we would be fine. So that was a really good question that came up this morning. Other news. Oh, okay. Sorry, Hui Ling, I forgot about you again.
Okay. 然后呢，今天早上呢，校长有一个就是想跟所有的家长分享，就是今天早上呢，有一个家长呢，他问你一个问题，有关于就是说进度啊。不管你是学习，你是远程学习还是回来上学的学生呢，你学习的进度呢为什么不是一致的嘛？然后呢，校长说呢，就算是我们回来上学呢，对不对？学习进度也不是一致的。然后呢，因为呢是要看看那些小朋友，而且还有呢就是我们呢就是学的东西呢都是一模一样的，就是因为每个小朋友，因为我们学校呢是专注把所有的小朋友都混在一起学习的，所以呢我们呢有很多小组的学习呢去帮那些小朋友呢，他是需要更多的帮助的。然后呢你必须要知道呢，校长想让你们知道说每一个小朋友所学习的课程呢都是一模一样的，因为每一个老师呢他们八点到八点半这个时期呢他们都会坐在一起规划他们今天所教的课程是什么，可是呢那个进度怎么样呢就是要看看小朋友的。老师呢就会经常会有小组啊或者是一对一的教学，然后我们回来上学的时候呢我们会就是尽我们最大的能力去把所有的小朋友的进度都赶上。
Okay, another good question that came up, and this is more for the blended. Families have asked why we couldn't do 5 days since the classes are so small. That is a very good question. The reason why we can't do 5 days is we are anticipating that if we remain very safe, once the first quarter arrives and families have option to opt in, we will have more students in the school. So the reason why we haven't squeezed everybody into one class is we want to leave room so that we can stay on the AB schedule. And we don't exceed the heartbeats allowed in the classroom. So, you know, once again, they are discouraging that. And to be honest, we do have families registering that want blended. And if they do want blended, we have to provide it for them. So we're keeping it small in anticipation that if we stay very safe, come November, we will have more students in. If we leave the spaces, the seats, we don't have to go to ABC schedule. That is what we're hoping for. Huiling?
Okay. 然后呢，还有另外一个很好的问题呢，就是这个家长问呢，为什么学校不可以提供五天上学的时间？因为我们现在学校每一个教室都这么小，然后原因是不可以呢，是因为现在呢，我们必须要专注安全。OK， 我们现在很安全。然后呢，就是我们要等到，因为呢，我们的学校呢，必须要有位置给那些新生进来我们学校登记，他们是要回来上学的。然后呢，还有呢，就是有些呢，在11月份的时候呢，家长又可以重新选择要不要回来上学。那如果呢，我们已经把所有的，如果我们把所有的那个教室都排满的话呢，如果11月份转变的时候呢，那个我们就可能呢，从 AB 的那个时间表呢，要变成 ABC 的时间表。OK， 所以呢，我们不想，就是有这么大的转变，所以呢，我们尽量呢，就是把那个教室呢，就是比较小组一点，然后呢，可以容纳其他的学生呢，是选择回来上学的，而且我们必须也要容纳那些重新登记说要回来上学的那些学生。十一月份那个调查表再出来的时候呢，我们也必须要安排一些位置给那些小朋友的，而且每一个教室呢，都有容纳人数写在那个门上面，所以我们也不可以超过那个人数的，所以我们希望你了解。
Okay, so I'm going to move on. The best news I have to share today is that we received a $72,000 donation from bettermortgage.com, the CEO Vishal and his good friend Yishan has been in contact. Yishan is in the finance world. These two individuals were friends, high school friends from Stuyvesant, and they want to do right by public schools. They believe that they owe their success for their education, their public school education. They had reached out and asked what I needed to support my students. I said, I need a lot of technology. I need Chromebooks, MacBooks, and iPads with the goal of training all our students and eventually our families to use all three devices independently. They did the math, they figured out the number, and they are dropping $72,000 into funds for public education, earmarked for PS42. So I'm very grateful for that. My first purchase will be over 300 keyboards for the iPads that went out without keyboards. If your iPad did not come with a keyboard, we are praying and hoping that they're in stock. The minute we get the money, we'll order it and we'll call you in.
Okay, 校长说呢，他有一个非常好的。
We also purchased a stylus for every student, didn't we, Olga? From pre-K up, right?
Yes.
Okay, so your child should already have a stylus that they can use on the iPad for the little ones. We're going to start training them how to use it. We just found that it was very, very helpful after the remote learning incident from last year. So every child should have a stylus. Please be careful with them. If you lose it, just let us know. We will do our best to replace it. Okay, Huiling, all yours.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，他有一个好消息要跟家长们分享的，就是呢，我们有一个就是有两个人，一个呢叫做 Yishan， 他是在那个金融区那里做工的，而且他跟另外一个好朋友呢叫做 Yishan 呢，他们是高中生的朋友，然后呢，他们呢捐了72,000给学校， 然后呢，他们呢就是跟校长联系的，然后呢问校长他们需要他需我们学校需要什么东西，然后呢校长跟他讲说我们学校需要很多的那个就是仪器呢来帮助小朋友呢上网学习的，好像呢是那个电脑啊。不管是苹果电脑啊还是 Chromebook 还是 iPad 呢，我们都想拿我们都想购买足够的让所有的小朋友呢跟他们的家里呢都可以独立的自己上网，因为我们必须要教他们。还有呢就是然后那个经费呢已经拨款呢已经拨给我们学校了，然后校长已经加进去我们的今年的预算里面，然后校长说呢因为这一笔钱呢我们第一件事情要做的就是买300个键盘给我们学校的小朋友，就是给第一轮拿到那个教育局的 iPad 而没有键盘的那些小朋友呢，我们学校会购买这个键盘呢，然后去发放给这些小朋友用的。还有呢，就是我们已经买了那个用那个笔呀、啊，去给小朋友在 iPad 呢可以用来写字的，每一个小朋友呢从学前班到五年级呢都有收到这一个可以上那个就是在 iPad 上面写的那个笔，然后如果你我们希望你可以尽量尽你最大的能力呢去保护好它，那如果你那个是坏掉的话呢或者是你不见的话跟我们讲，我们会尽我们最大的努力去给你另外一支，可是我们希望你可以把它保护好，那就是把它保护好，这样子你可以持续的用。
Okay, so my staff member just texted me and wanted me to share with all of you that the stylus that's in the bag of supplies looks like a regular blue pen. So okay. Please don't throw it away. If you happen to throw it away or use it as a regular pen or goes missing, let us know.
Okay, 然后呢
another one.
今天呢我们刚刚的工作人员呢刚刚发了一个信息给校长说那个就是 iPad 的那个笔看起来好像一个蓝色的圆珠笔、啊、所以呢我们希望你不要把它当作圆珠笔用或者是把它弄不见了，因为那个是用来在你的那个那个你来学校拿的那个购物袋里面有一支笔，那个就是用 iPad 用在 iPad 上面的那个笔。 Do we have an example to show them? We don't, right?
No, I'm gonna try to pull one up while you're talking. Give me a few moments.
Okay, so, we're done with the technology talk, sort of. We do have some suggestions for families for Zoom protocols. This is for remote and for blended when they're on remote. Thank you, Daddy. Lucas Chan's daddy has it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.Excellent. Yes.
你去看这个家长 Lucas 的爸爸呢，他现在拿着手上那个就是我们学校帮你的孩子购买的那个 iPad 用的那个笔，他真的看起来像一支圆珠笔的。你有没有看到他手上拿那个？
Okay. So, if you have lost yours already, let us know. We'll order new ones. Excellent. Let me just keep. Oh, Halloween.That's a big deal.
Zoom suggestion.
Huh?
Zoom protocols.
Oh, Zoom protocols. I'm jumping around. I suggest that everybody check their background when they're on Zoom, especially when your child's on Zoom. We've had to make a few phone calls. Make sure your child's appropriate on Zoom and on Google Classroom. When they write something very silly,and it's documented in Google Classroom, we have to address it. So please, and when the teacher's doing live sessions, make sure the child, they're sitting up, they're not lying in bed. That's sort of a habit that we don't want. We find that, you know, when someone is sitting up, they are listening much better. So please, just tell them to imagine if they were in the classroom. That would be very helpful.
Okay.
Sorry, Huiling, your turn. Yes, I know.
然后呢，如果小朋友呢做那个网上视频会议的时候呢，我们必须要家长呢去做一些事情，就是在他们上网做那个网上视频的时候呢，我们希望你可以看一看他们的周围呢有什么东西去让他们不可以集中的。而且呢，他们呢，我们必须要，我们有时候呢会看到一些 就是不应该看到的东西，所以我们必须要打电话跟家长讲一下，说这些事情在上线的时候发生的。然后呢，小朋友呢在上网学习的时候呢，也应该有上网学习的样子。他不可以躺在床上啊，他必须要坐起来学习，因为你躺在床上那个感觉就好像你没有在学习，你在做其他不应该做的事情。然后如果你坐起来，人坐端正的时候呢，就会给老师的一个感觉说你正在学习。而且呢，如果他在谷歌教室里面呢写一些就是不太好的那个，就是好像那个就是很傻的那些那个就是说一些那些语言呢，就是说那些东西呢不符合教室里面问你的那些问题的话呢，我们也会打，因为他会被记录在案，而且呢我们也会打电话跟家长讲一声的。
OK, Halloween's a big deal at PS42. We can't figure out how to do it safely, and sort of thank goodness it's on a Saturday. We won't be celebrating Halloween the same way that we usually do. We will let the families celebrate on a Saturday. And I'm quite sad because I love the whole costume thing. But we just figured it wasn't safe this year. So, you know, I'm sad to say that because I can't plan a costume this year. But we're going to really celebrate hard next year. Okay.
OK, 然后万圣节，有关于万圣节呢，除了万圣节在星期六以后，星期六以外呢，就是我们其实也不知道万圣节应该要怎么样做，因为我们学校你们也知道了，我们通常万圣节呢会特大的庆祝，今年呢我们不知道应该要怎么样去保障所有的小朋友安全，也不知道怎么样去让他们就是保障他们的安全，所以呢今年呢我们会把那个万圣节呢留给你们星期六在家里庆贺。然后校长呢他是非常的伤心，因为他很喜欢万圣节的。然后呢他说可能明年我们再盛大的庆贺万圣节。
Okay, the last thing is there was one very important question so a parent had asked this morning. She asked if her child cannot attend in person,will he be able to attend a remote class that day? The answer would be no, only because it's a little confusing. Even adding the child into a different Google Classroom, the pacing is also very different, and the teaching technique that's being used from remote to blended is very different. So if your child is out for any reason, like, don't worry, we will catch them up, you know, like we do usually. We will give them extra time. If you want, we can give them extra packets of work, which I know they won't be happy about, but we will catch them up. We can have students flip-flopping from blended into the remote. It's hard for the child, and it's really hard to navigate for the teacher because it sort of disrupts the rhythm of the class. So don't worry. If your child's out, we will catch them up. Right now, I'm going to go down to the questions.
Can I translate?
Oh, yeah, forgot about you. Yes, go for it.
Okay. 然后校长说呢，今天早上呢，有一个家长问了一个很好的问题。他说呢，如果你是回来学习混合，就回来上学的学生，然后有一天呢，你不可以来上学，你生病了，或者是不可以来上学，你可不可以参加那个远程学习的那个课程？答案是不可以。原因是因为呢有很多的步骤呢必须要加进去才可以让你的小朋友呢可以在那个远程学习里面学习，而且呢所有的东西呢都将会不一样，会制造不单只是小朋友，老师呢也会觉得很混乱啊。所以呢如果你的小朋友生病缺席的话没有关系，不需要担心，就好像以前上学一样呢，我们会尽量呢去帮他们呢追上他，让他们追上那个程度的。而且呢我们不可以让那些小朋友呢就是从让他们混乱了，所以我们想把如果他生病的话就像以前一样，他回来的时候我们就帮他再追赶上来就好了。如果你想的话，我们可以给他多一点的功课让他回家追赶上来的。
OK, just to let you know, we are trying to keep life as normal as possible. Grace Law, my third grade teacher, has arranged for the first, second, and third grade to have their annual meeting with Citibank, our partner, and First Book, where they will host virtually storytelling time, and each child will get a book from Citibank and First Book. My third graders, we will have Book of My Own again, but it will be conducted virtually. Each third grade child will get $50 to buy books of their choice from Barnes and Nobles. They come up with a wish list. So we're arranging all of our programs that usually happen, but in a virtual manner. So I just ask that everybody's patient because the logistics are a little bit difficult. Huiling.
OK, 然后呢我们三年级呢有通常就是每一年呢我们想让所就是每一年呢今年呢跟其他的那些年呢都是我们想让它都是差不多一样没有太大的改变。所以三年级呢我们学校我们的三年级老师呢Grace 跟那个Citibank 呢他们呢有联系呢就是以前呢我们是有就是小朋友的那个第一本书他们呢会在网上呢举行这一个活动然后呢小朋友呢也会他会在网上里面呢去读那本书给他听而且每个小朋友也会拿到一本书的而且呢我们学校呢还有另外一个就是活动就是 My Own Book 就是每一个小每一个三年级的学生呢都会有50块钱去购买他们想买的那一些书然后呢到底怎么样去安排这一些事情呢我们现在还没有规划出来可是每当我们规划好了我们会跟家长讲的
Okay, so I'm going to go to the question. The first one is DOE iPad connectivity are very poor, always have to reboot. You know, I have to apologize. At this point of my life, everything that has to connect to the internet is very poor and we all have to reboot. I think it is because we're all doing everything virtually. If you have a DOE iPad issue, please reach out to us. I will honestly tell you, there's multiple ways to fix it. The only way I know is to shut it down and turn it on. But Ms. Lipsky, Ms. Chen, Ms. Lee, and all the teachers have figured out at least multiple ways. Huh? Kaiser, sorry, I'm talking to my son. It's time to walk the dogs. Anyhow, they will help you. And if we can't resolve it, which is highly unusual, they will contact the technology team from the DOE. You know, my apologies. Whether they're DOE iPads or regular, like we're all having a lot of trouble, please reach out to us. You know, we will do our best to resolve it. Huiling?
Okay, 这个家长说呢，教育局的 iPad 呢，他们的连接很差，然后呢，他每次都要把那关机才可以启动。然后呢，我们呢，校长说呢，他想跟所有的家长说抱歉，因为呢，在这个时期呢，对不对？在这个时期里面呢，所有不单只是教育局的 iPad， 所有的网络呢，因为所有的人都在网上学习，都是有一点差，有一点慢的。而且呢，如果你的教育局 iPad 呢，真的是完全上不了网的话呢，我们建议你联系学校，跟我们讲，我们呢学校里面有就是。一个团队呢我们是可以呢尽量帮你解决那些问题如果我们解决不了那些问题的话我们会去那个那个教育局的 IT 部门呢去帮你们发放一个就是那个票让他们去看一看怎么样如何修理你的 iPad
okay okay the next one is Danny claims not to have gotten a ukulele we should have, every second grader should have a ukulele. If they're blended, we might not, the teacher might still have it, and Ms. Rana's not up to letting them use it yet or teaching them how to use it. But he should have one. We will check on that tomorrow. I know we bought enough for each second grade student. So if he doesn't have one, he'll get one. Don't worry. Huiling, if you could share that every second grader will have an ukulele, they should have gotten it. We'll check.
如果你呢是没有收到你的那个夏威夷的试行权的话呢，是每一个二年级呢都有一个。你是如果回来混合上学的话呢，应该呢还在老师那边，老师那边会有的。所以呢，我们会去检查一下，看看是不是每个小朋友都有。可是呢，我们是有预定的，每一个小朋友都有一个的。
Okay. After we measure our children, who do we message? Please message. I'll finish the question. After we measure our children, who do we message that info to? And this is for all my third, fourth, and fifth graders for the violins. Please message your teacher and they will put it on a spreadsheet. Third Street Music School is waiting for all the measurements and they'll put the order in. If you're not sure how to do it, contact us. The video is very, very clear. It's also very, very cute. But the sooner you get us the information, the sooner we can get a violin to your child, whether you're remote or you're blended.
OK, 这个家长问呢，说当他们呢量完尺寸呢之后呢，他们应该把这些信息发给谁？你量完你的小朋友尺寸以后呢，你把那一个尺寸的那个信息呢发给你小朋友的教室，老师呢会有一个就是清单里面写下来说哪个学生他们的尺寸多少，然后那个清单呢就会发放给那个三阶的那个音乐学校呢，他们就会去购买那一些小提琴了。你越快把尺寸交给老师呢，三阶呢就可以越快呢买这些小提琴，让这些小提琴呢就会越快到你的小朋友手上，让他们可以开始学习。
Okay, next question. Are there any updates on after school programs like ISS? Right now, Anna, I think you're on this call, or Jane, did ISS get their certificate yet?
Hi, Beatrice is still working on the certificate. She will update me later tonight. I gave her a message.
Okay, was it inspected yet?
She said they had a prospective date by end of September. I don't know if it went through.
Okay, all right. So right now we have CPC. Stephanie's on this call. She's in after school that's picking up. I think she has a few slots, but only for kindergarten. I know Grand Street Settlement at Essex Street, they have several slots, and it's a new director, Laura Lee. She has a few slots. We have University Settlement with the director, Natalie. She has a few slots. And we have Victoria's Children picking up, and they have a few slots. ISS is still waiting for their, CFO. They were due to have a fire inspection. So once we get an update for ISS, we'll let you know. The reality of having the program in the building is not reality. we've discovered that the DOE is charging the community-based organizations a lot of money and they have to pay for security. So the fee that they have to charge is astronomical. So we can't have it in the building yet. But once they get this CFO, then they will pick up and bring the students to ISS. Stephanie, are you still on? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I am on. Sorry. I had to unmute.
Do you have space for kindergarten students?
Yeah, we are going, we're only taking blended kindergarten who chose blended right now. I think our enrollment will be in November.
Okay, all right. So please message me and I'll get your information. Now I have a question from Kevin. I need you to translate.
I didn't translate.
Oh, I forgot. So sorry.
Okay.
Measurements?
Huh?
Did you translate the measurements for the violin?
Yes, I did. That I did. Okay. Yeah. I didn't translate the after school.
Okay.
然后呢，有一个家长问有关于课后补习，然后呢 ，ISS 呢，他现在呢还没有拿到他们的证书，让他们可以呢，就是入伙子啊，他们不可以在里面呢，就是接纳任何的人，所以呢，他们在等那个通知。然后呢 ，Grand Street 跟 X Street 呢，他们有几个名额可以，还有几个名额 ，University Sullivan。Victoria 呢，他们也有几个名额。然后呢 ，ISS 呢，今年不可能呢，在我们的学校呢去有这个课后补习的。他们呢，因为呢，那个教育局呢，他们呢，叫他们付的费用实在是太贵了， 太贵他们付不起啊。然后呢他们呢如果是有那个 ISATS 的话呢课后补习的话，他们应该呢是来我们学校把那些学生接了之后带去他们的那一栋楼里面，他们在等那个路火子，等到路火子有的时候他们才会有进一步的资料。然后 CBC 呢他们现在呢是11月份的时候才是开始收新生啊， OK， 而且他们只是拿那些回来上学的学生。
Okay, the next
one, the parent wants to know about random COVID testing.
Okay, random COVID testing will happen. I don't have much detail, but that, when we hear more, we will let you know. Olga, I think that like that was, if you sent the consent form, we have the consent form. It will probably start next week.
I just want to add it's first grade and up.
Yeah.
Pre-K and K that's on, as far as we know, it's first grade and up. And that we know that it will begin next week. It's random. As soon as we have more information, we'll share it. We truly don't have any.
The staff is waiting for more information also. Because we all have to submit forms for random testing. Hui Ling.
OK， 这个家长想问有关于那个病毒的测验的事情，然后呢病毒测验事情呢他们是我们现在还没有详细的资料，可是呢那些就是他是呢下个礼拜开始，然后呢是一年级以上， OK， 他们是会抽在学生里面呢抽几个学生来做检验看看他们有没有的，所以如果我们有详细一点的资料的话呢我们会跟家长讲跟你们分享，可是到目前为止呢我们的资料非常非常的少，所以也不知道要跟你讲什么，就是下个礼拜开始还有是一年级以上的会被抽出来做检验，不是每一个小朋友做检验，是会抽出来抽几个出来做检验。
Okay, are the stylus provided for student using on the, no, you could use the stylus on whatever you want, but it is for the student to use on the DOE iPads. We have a program, CAMI, that lets them do their work. If your child hasn't used it yet, it's because the teacher didn't get to it yet. But definitely we find that it's much easier for the students to use the iPad. I mean, I don't know if you're asking whether you want to use, you can use it for whatever you want, but your child should be using on the DOE iPad to help them with their work. Yeah?
Hey, I'm sorry. I think the question is more, did only children who have a DOE iPad receive one? And we gave it to every single child.
Everyone. Everyone should have it in their bag of supplies. We didn't get it for only DOE iPads. We bought over 500 pieces of the stylus. Hui Ling, if they didn't get one, let me know. If they're blended, it might be in school. And we'll make sure they take it home also.
Okay. Okay, 这个家长问呢，说是不是只有教育局有拥有教育局 iPad 的那一些小朋友呢，才会拿到这一个就是那个电脑的那个笔？然后校长说不是。我们购买了500多支笔，是让每一个小朋友呢都可以有一支在家里可以用的 ，OK。然后呢，如果你的小朋友没有呢，有可能在学校。那如果你真的是没有的话呢，你必须要跟我们联系，我们就会知道，然后我们会看一看，然后再发一支给你。
OK， the next one I need you to translate, Hui Ling.
It's she didn't write anything specific.
Okay. All right. I know I'm done with the questions. Please feel free if you have any questions to School Connects and contact us. We will answer just about anything and everything if we have the answer. And if not, we will try to find the answer.
So maybe we should ask Lila's mom what she meant by
Lila's mom.
Yeah.
Do you want to ask the question? You can unmute yourself.
Lila 的妈妈，你写怎么看是什么东西？怎么看呢？
Oh, is that Lila?
Yeah.
All right. Tell her like, okay, families like, don't worry. If you have questions, school connects us. 98% of our families are not on it. And if you're not on it, you can email us. You could come by the school. They will not let you in the building, but we can come down and talk to you. And if you have to see us, 501 Calvin Lee did not get a stylist. All right, we'll check on that. I might still be in school. I think for the children who are coming into the building, we gave them the stylist and it's in the supplies in school. And he might not have taken it home yet. We will make sure he takes it home. If you have no more questions, we can sign off. I know it's late in the evening.
Okay, 校长刚刚说呢，如果你还有其他任何的问题呢，你不需要担心，你可以呢就用我们的学校的 APP School Connect 呢去发一个信息给他，我们会尽我们最大的可能呢去解答你的问题。因为呢，我们有 98% 的家庭呢已经有这个 APP 的功能。然后呢，如果你没有这个 APP 的功能的话呢，麻烦你呢联系学校，我们会尽我们最大的可能呢去帮你就是登录这我们学校，参加我们这个学校的 APP。 还有呢就是有关于任何的问题不需要担心，只要就是写一封短信呢给校长，校长会尽快回答你们的。还有呢 Calvin Lee 呢没有收到那个用 iPad 的那支笔，有可能在学校里面，所以我们会去看看他是不是留在学校了。
Okay, so once again, please don't worry if I didn't, like, if you didn't get to ask a question right now. If you think of something, School Connects us or email us. We're here for you. I think that's it. We will have a town hall. It is now October. Probably before the next quarter, we'll have another town hall. If there's a lot of changes, we'll have another quick town hall. But I think we're good to go.
Okay, 校长说你们如果有任何的问题呢，还是可以通过我们的我们学校的 APP 联系他。如果没有其他的问题的话呢，我们下一次开会的时间呢，即将会是在11月份，大概11月份左右这样子。如果有很多很多的改变呢，我们会尽量让你尽快让你们知道的。所以呢，今天的会议就到此为止了。谢谢你们今天的参与，再见。
Okay.